Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Got a little bit of reefer I smell on your voice?
What'd that mean?
Please, give me
like weed, all right?
Get anything new? Anything exciting?
I did.
Anything worthwhile?
The first week of the month, man, these headphones make noise constantly. Like, they rub against my glasses.
Oh, yeah.
They just go... like, constantly in my ears. I know I'm not doing it right.
That's a great sound, though.
So, yeah, first week of the year is the biggest week lately. It seems like half of the comics that I buy of the month come out on the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we have the Captain America, renumbered number 697, fastly approaching number 700.
Who the fuck is that? Is that the comedian?
That's Kraven the Hunter.
Kraven?
Yes.
Kraven,
known the guy who killed Spider-Man when he was in the black suit. Or was he in the black suit then? He killed and buried Spider-Man.
Damn.
There's a very, like, the original, no, it's not the original appearance of Kraven, I believe. It is the best appearance when he decides to kill Spider-Man. This also is featuring Where is Wolverine? Where is Wolverine?
Oh, nice.
The Wolverine's back, the original flavor, original Coke.
Oh, brown and
classic.
Yellow.
Classic. Wolverine classic. I don't know what suit they're going to have him in, but they've showed him, but not in suit yet.
Oh, shit. I like the mustard, brown mustard.
This is the one with all the keef in it?
It is. We all just smoked the fatty.
Give me the brown mustard suit, Aaron. That's why I call that suit. The one that was brown and yellow, had panels.
That'd be a second generation suit.
I did like the yellow and blue with the black slices on the
sides. That's the original, yeah. I don't know if I have a favorite between those two, but this one, so Wolverine has popped up in the pages of the Legacy comic book that was going to set the tone for the new Marvel Universe reset that they're going to do. And he hasn't shown up anywhere yet. This is his first appearance.
Oh, okay.
Where's Wolverine? They're going to... So...
Kind of looks old school.
I'm just going to spoil it. Like, I'm going right to the back here. Yeah, there's one page, and he's at a bar. He says, hey, bub. to the bartender.
Hey, bub.
Hoping to catch up with a friend of mine. Tall, beefy, blonde guy. Seen him around. Sorry, friend. Can't say as I have. Nobody like that came in here today. No great surprise there. Rogers is always getting himself waylaid. I'll just have to
waylaid,
meet up.
Like, is this the laid same? A lot?
Waylaid.
Like,
yeah.
Waylaid. Yes.
I'll just have to meet up with him some other time. That's it. That is it. There's your Wolverine appearance.
Nice.
He's not in costume. He's
not
wearing.
Not fighting.
And he's getting waylaid.
And he's no waylaid, cap bro. Is. I don't know if he is.
So he's eating tapas?
The cap's getting laid.
Oh, nice. Cap's getting laid.
So he's not in a costume, though.
Yeah, he's just chilling with, like, is he got, he's like, got the classic hat, the cowboy hat?
The cowboy hat, yep. Jacket, looks yep. Like a t-shirt, big belt buckle.
Yeah, shit that he can just, you know, if he gets bloody, he can throw it away easily.
He's the DL Wolvie.
The DL.
He's on the DL.
He's just doing some recruiting.
What's next? Astonishing X-Men. This is the best X-Men book that is on the market right now. Astonishing X-Men has...
What do I have to do to get you into this X-Men comic today?
Yeah.
So notice who's on the cover there?
Lord,
somebody who
Professor
hasn't been
X.
in the Marvel comics in a little while. Professor X.
Yeah, that's crazy. I haven't seen him in a minute.
His consciousness survived, it turns out, and he took over Phantom X, which is like this... it's a Grant Morrison creation, this weird...
Phantom X. Sounds
crazy. We also got to see Phantom X's face for the first time ever. He's been like the Cobra Commander of the Marvel. Or who was it that they really teased the face on? Like, they never showed, they ever show Snake Eyes' face? They never showed Snake
no.
Eyes' face.
He's always had that, like, knight-looking face mask.
What else? Iron Fist has been pretty good. Better than the TV series. Mm. Really just classic martial arts type of beat-em-up shit. But done really well.
Oh, all right.
Walking Dead, some new world order that I'm going to see. This is part one of.
Oh, shit.
Who knows?
Somebody survived?
Somebody was talking to somebody else from somewhere else, in an unknown community, and their whole world's about to blow up. Shit. Something that they're doing in the TV series too, I think.
Nice.
Crosswinds, soon to be a, I don't know if they're making it a movie or a TV show.
Okay.
It's a kind of classic body swap thing, like a hitman and a housewife switch minds and then have to deal with the...
Kind of like Freaky Friday?
Yeah. It's Freaky Friday.
Okay.
But with like...
A killer. Oh, nice.
Rogue and Gambit, everybody's favorite X-couple, have their first ever miniseries.
I like the lettering. On the top, nice, Rogue and Gambit.
I'm not a huge fan of the cover. I mean, it's all right. It's very stylized.
The white.
A little
too
stretchy.
White.
Everybody looks like they're Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, what's up with Rogue's arm being super long?
Yeah. I mean, they're foreshortening. They're just exaggerating a bit much. Deathstroke has been as hot as ever. This book continues to be great and enthralling. And the man who's writing that is also doing a Justice League book that's in here as well. Right there at the...
Superman.
This is basically the story in this Justice League.
Punch Trump in the face?
Is that,
what that's saying?
Batman's leading up the Justice League. He can't do everything at once. Somebody dies. He feels responsible. It gets out on social media, and the world starts going... Yeah, I think it's going to be more than just like, what about these vigilantes anyway?
Mm-hmm.
You know, story. But we'll see. Koshy the Deathless, some Hellboy spinoff. Black Bolt has been really good.
Oh, nice.
I love the artist. I love the writer.
He's fighting Cap.
Shadow Batman, another miniseries of the two of them together. It works really well for me. Those two characters, even though there's a lot of crossover on the Shadow Batman Venn diagram, you know, it's almost a circle.
Oh, okay.
Just one circle has pointy ears, the other one has a hat with a scarf.
Okay.
They're kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I'd give you that.
New Batman, Olivier Coipel cover of Batman and looking hot on a motorcycle.
Yeah, just kind of.
Kind of late. Yeah, he's totally.
Like, what up? I'm just hanging out here.
He's got his shoulders low, like he's not...
Like he'd be outside of a nightclub trying to pick up drunk chicks.
He totally
like,
does.
What up? You ever try to this fuck Batman like before?
Justin Bieber bought a Batman outfit.
And then, hey, you ever want to try to fuck Batman?
And then sat outside the club.
Tonight's
like,
your lucky night.
Yeah, I'm looking for you. We'll go in this alley.
I call him my Batcock.
Yeah, Bat condom.
Paper Girls, crazy time-traveling adventure.
Yeah.
That is a great artist and writer combo with Brian K. Vaughan and Cliff Chang. But the piece de la resistance.
Oh, shit. What do you got?
Last but not least, the one that I am most looking forward to, Exit Stage Left, or The Snagglepuss Chronicles.
The Snagglepuss.
What?
Wow. Snagglepuss.
There he's in the cover doing... He looks like he's the Statue of Liberty, but he's holding up a martini.
That's weird.
And he's got a cigarette.
That's
a pretty big cigarette.
Come
that might be a blunt
now.
In a cigarette holder.
It's interesting.
I bet you those lapels are velvet. It's hard to tell from here.
Yeah. Can't get a real feel for it.
This is... DC's had a lot of crazy success with their Hanna-Barbera reboots. And I know that I've chewed your ear off about how great the Flintstones comic is. This is by the same writer, so I'm expecting it to be just as brilliant.
This just looks weird.
He's a
big cat.
He's a southern dandy.
Like, I can see about...
He's playing him straight up as
like,
a southern dandy.
I can get behind the Flintstones one, because in the end they were still humans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, this is, like, trying to make it, like, realistic that a cat walked and talked and was super gay.
There's, like, other... I think that might be Huckleberry Hound there.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, like...
But if you notice, there's...
Is this for furries? Is this something for furries?
There's furries and there's...
Read and masturbate to?
Smooth-skinned people in this comic.
Furries?
There's both. They're not all animal... They're not all animals. Some of them are still human. I don't know. I haven't read it yet, so I'll let you know. Like I said, you know, a Flintstones comic that's supposed to be super serious, and I'm like, how's that going to work? Well, it did. It really did. So
Barney and Fred had a tender moment in the... Did they have horrible rock-based metaphors for everything, like in the cartoon?
Hey, there were still plenty of those jokes, yes, but I mean, they went more in depth with everything. Like, there was a full-on love affair between the bowling ball and the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, what the hell?
No, that's all they... They didn't have names. You know, the animals that helped them do shit. So, like, the little armadillo guy that was would roll up into a bowling ball. And then the... I don't know what it, I can't remember what it was, but some sort of like bird or something that vacuumed up.
Hmm.
The elephants that wash the dishes.
Right. See, B knows what I'm talking about. They would have slave animals that they would have for like stand-in.
And they all talk.
Right. And they would have smart-ass things to say after that. But they have full-on conversations and like lives.
Yo, yes, ding, ding.
Lois? Chris. That was wonderful rock sex we had last night.
Rock sex.
Yes, I enjoyed rocking you up the rock last night.
I know. I'm glad you wore that rock ring.
But we still always that use a rock phylactic. Ring. I'm riveted for your pleasure.
Boy.
Oh, boy. Hey, Brian. No. Want to get the rock out of here?
Rock ya. Yeah.
Rock ya. Yeah. Christos.
This guy may look harmless on the outside, but on the inside he could be a complete bastard, like Fred Flintstone.
So, why exactly do you want this separation?
Well, Mr. Stoneberg, in a nutshell, the cat put me outside. I was banging on the door for like 20 minutes shouting, Wilma!
I didn't hear you.
Oh, there's no way you didn't hear me.
I was in the shower.
Oh, she was in the shower.
The elephant's you trunk was on right full on blast. I couldn't door, hear you. And besides, you're always yelling about something.
Spend my money
and
on
the hell am I supposed to know when to pay attention?
But when I want to get my rocks off, you know where to be found. You passive aggressive bitch.
Wow.
You know that our president is like really smart.
Oh boy. So smart.
He is the
smartest man.
He's got the best words. He knows words.
He like literally he's like
he has the best things.
I'm too. Practically a genius. I'm like really smart. He's the like is in there, in the tweet.
Oh, this is an actual...
This is his tweet.
Wow. Holy shit. He really wants us to believe us.
That's the thing about being called dumb. You can't come back at it with, no, actually, okay. I'm really smart.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to hope to prove them wrong with your actions, right?
Yep, exactly.
People who are really smart don't say they're really smart.
I'm so smart.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
One of the things that's not being talked about as much in the book, that, what is it, the Fire and Ice book? What's the...
Oh, Fire and Fury?
Yeah.
Fire and Ice.
Fire the song ice. Of Fire and Ice is that the who knows if this guy's full of shit or not, but he writes that the reason that Trump eats so much fast food is he's afraid of being poisoned.
What?
Okay. Like, yeah, me, I might be too.
Hey, son.
I know, right?
You're putting a lot of faith in the working class.
Yeah,
you know, like, right?
Right.
You could be slowly poisoned by hawkers.
Yeah, hawkers.
You're putting a lot of faith in some 16-year-old dipshit.
The smartest people at McDonald's.
Yeah.
How do they order, though? I mean, you know, he doesn't order.
Right.
I'm sure they, like, pull a limo up somewhere in the parking lot. Someone gets out, doesn't get some shit.
I bet he doesn't even go there.
He leaves, yeah. Like.
Yeah, he just it has it delivered to him, probably.
We think interns
but does.
Do.
Oh, yeah, like.
We think actually, interns are four.
That was.
Go get the president's lunch.
He has, like, a essentially an Air Force One rider. Like, a list of requirements before Air Force One takes off that he has to have hot McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, hot McDonald's. It can't be like, oh, we got this for you earlier.
He just fucking throws it at him.
Fresh.
His shit's cold.
Yeah.
Just throws it out the fucking window of the plane.
Yeah.
Or out of the door.
So you're not supposed to open the plane.
Yeah. Fuck you. We're not off the ground.
I'm a sports man.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it something he has, what does he have, like, a chocolate shake, two filet of fishes, and two something else's a day?
Damn.
Dude, man's gonna just...
You're gonna die.
Yeah that's a tough meal, bro.
Yeah, he has, like, 1/80th of a heart attack, so how many days does he have left? He should be dead already.
Technically, yes.
He's eaten more than 80 of those meals.
There's a chicken finger appetizer from KFC.
Jesus.
Second lunch.
Ugh. Just grease coming
midday
out of his
snack.
Pores.
He's probably already got a backup heart like implanted into him.
He has two hearts. Yeah. Fuck that. He's got his regular heart and then a fucking...
I got it off a surprisingly healthy homeless man.
So you got the name of a good heart guy from Dick Cheney.
Did you know? I stole his shopping cart. He was the only one to catch me. I said, this man has a good heart.
Kill him.
Healthy.
Yeah.
Someone take him.
Tag him.
the panel van rolls up.
Black panel van. Matte black.
Hood over the head.
Two guys get out to grab the legs and the head.
It's ripped.
And then they just...
It's grab the rib splitters and open them up right there.
No, they'll do it in the van around the alley. No,
come on.
Then dump the body.
They'll take Air Force One up into international airspace.
Drop them.
So they can't be prosecuted.
Yeah, so there's no law.
Jesus.
This procedure is illegal.
Not up
it's
here.
Only for the
get rid of the body.
And then they just eject the body into space.
Sorry, Mr. Trump.
Little pod.
Yeah.
Just shoots into space on the plane.
Vacuum of space just goes...
This is an elaborate scenario we've come up with.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to be...
I now feel that our federal government could not pull it off because it is so elaborate.
Yeah, yeah, they're like...
That Richard sent us a Trump tweet. Michael Wolff is a total loser who made up stories in order to sell his really boring and untruthful book. He used Sloppy Steve Bannon, who cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Now Sloppy Steve has been dumped like a dog by almost everyone. Too bad.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's why he's calling him Sloppy Steve now. He's now earned himself a cute little nickname.
What the fuck?
Like Crooked Hillary. Little Marco.
Little Marco, yeah.
Low Energy Jeb.
It was, what's his name? The fucking documentarian. The guy from Flint. Yeah, I did Roger and Me.
Michael Moore.
Michael Moore was like, no, he can't have my nickname. Like you can call him Sloppy Seconds, but I'm the original Sloppy.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm Sloppy Michael Moore.
Sloppy.
Mark Hamill responds to the president. Congratulations, sir. This dignified, statesman-like tweet is the perfect way to counter the book's narrative that you're an impulsive, childish dimwit.
Wow. That's a good one. He's right on.
The book says that he is not fit and out of control, and then he like tweets out a bunch of shit that's just like undignified. Yeah, since all processors are now corrupt and hackable, as it turns out, everything,
welcome
not just Intel.
To the Microsoft Windows 95
trying to dust
video
off
guide.
The old Commodore.
This unique program
boot up your old copy
you
of Windows 95.
The most important features of the new Windows 95 operating system. Our guide is separated into three sections.
I think I've seen this.
In section one, you'll get more than a few laughs as we present the world's first cyber sitcom, starring two of television's hottest comedy personalities.
I'm a fan of vaporwave aesthetic
and
stuff.
Matthew Perry.
This
come They'll be
up
taking
many
you on an adventure in computing.
They just put music to it. Yeah, they put music to it, like vaporwave music.
They meet a wacky bunch of propeller heads and are introduced.
This is an educational video. A tutorial video.
I'm going to teach you about Windows.
Fast and funny. But don't worry if you miss anything. In section two, we'll take you on a step-by-step review of all the Windows 95 components demonstrated in section one. In just about 15 minutes, you'll get a close-up view
of
how this
was mentioned on the Judge John Hodgman podcast.
And I was
like, that can't be a real
thing. And we'll become familiar with speed, power, ease, and compatibility of Windows 95. Finally, in our third section, Microsoft answers the 20 most asked questions about
the menu. Are you going to get to it?
Yeah.
So get ready for a few laughs and some great information.
Get ready for laughs.
The world's first cyber sitcom.
You've been instructed.
Prepare yourself.
Whatever it is that you do to prepare to laugh.
Pay for the band. Your son's getting my daughter.
I personally do Kegels.
Too, I might add.
Microsoft's fifth floor. Ladies' modems, children's shareware, and our bridal peripheral salon. Wow. Taskbars and email and shortcuts, oh my.
It's the world's first cyber
Windows 95.
Okay, Myra, I'll get back to you, darling.
They call it cyber sitcom.
I heard that, and you are?
CyberCon.
This is Jennifer Aniston. I'm Matthew Perry. We're here
to see. So this is how we got
the CyCom. That's what the kids called it back in the day.
What you're saying is this is how we got workaholics?
I mean, don't you remember watching cyber comedies all the time?
But in his absence, he asked me, his loyal assistant, Bernice Keppelman, to act as host and give you a peek under the hood at Windows 95. I was very involved in the project, you know.
You? I did a lot of shit.
Well,
you know,
I kept asking the boss to clean up his windows, you know, update, redecorate, cleaner views. He took my advice. Of course, I was talking about the windows in his office, and he was talking about the other windows. You know, the operating system with tens of millions of users.
You work for Bill Gates?
Shitty pun.
Yeah, it's not that impressive, is it?
No.
Stop with the clapping.
Oh, we thought it was customary maybe to clap when entering Mr. Gates' office.
It was just turning the lights on.
You're right.
Bill Gates' office.
Oh, he had the clapper in 95.
Bill couldn't make it. He sent this Jew.
Wasn't the clapper already old news? Like, the clapper was
the
80s.
Of mythical achievement.
Right now, right.
My friend Clapper had that.
The Clapper with the old lady that like claps real quick and then falls over dead.
Yeah, she's lazy.
Like, the Clapper was she hooked up her
and you?
Her heart regulator, or pacemaker. Oh, wow. Yeah,
this had to be like the first year of Friends, right? When people didn't know who the fuck these people were.
95.
They just hit off, man. They were already a known, established. A couple years in.
Oddly what year did they start?
They started like 93 or 94. Like,
I meant for her to sit at the keyboard for a reason.
Well, it is a thinner
Windows
Chandler.
95 is goof-proof.
We might have to mount a legal challenge, you know?
Naturally, Bill's already installed Windows 95 and is booted up.
We're just talking about him, like Bill.
Right behind the screen.
You know Bill.
Any key.
Mm-hmm.
So are they in Seattle?
This thing and it would get started?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't.
I would assume so.
I mean,
if this is not a studio.
Oh, I don't know why they would build his office.
No messy DOS building.
I think they would.
What is this, a paper towel commercial?
So nobody would enter it.
There are four things.
Friends started in 94.
It's easier, it's faster, it's more powerful.
So, yeah, so this is probably when they were still...
They were just getting a little hot, bro.
Yeah, they were just like, hey, these guys are on their TV show I saw that one
time. This is before they were getting $1 million an episode.
Right. They're like, shit, we'll do a shit Microsoft ad.
You do, stay away from that button.
Or you'll go blind.
Worse. Way worse. Now, getting back to the venue. It's the best I've seen since they closed Lindy's in New York. From the top, you've got programs, which, with a little drag on the mouse...
You just compared a restaurant menu to the menu of Microsoft?
Yes. Wow. Many of your programs. This replaces Program Manager in the old Windows.
I often feel like I'm ordering food when I load a Windows program.
And then installed Windows 95.
That's a good question, honey.
Okay, and where is the button that instantly kills anybody that calls me honey?
When you upgrade...
They just ripped Seinfeld?
Who ordered the Seinfeld base?
Yeah.
That's why you're not...
Well, that's easier than changing...
You can't hold a man.
I mean, you always leave something behind.
Wow.
Now, below that...
Or Seinfeld base.
Sound like your third husband, and I heard that's about to explode.
Gonna file faster.
Damn. It's almost like, you know, Rachel's not really funny in this skit. Can we just get some poppy bass underneath her to really drive it home since we don't have a laugh track?
Hey, Larry David, do you have anything we can
do? It's a fast way to find fire.
Chandler's killing it.
Yeah. Help is right there at your fingertips.
Rachel.
And run allows you to start up any program with a command. Finally, shut down...
Learn!
Easy and safe shutdown and restart. Okay, now let's load up the taskbar.
No comedy.
Show you what it does.
Taskbar? Is that anything like a Snickers bar? Does that have nougat?
What is nougat? Does anybody know that?
I saw that Mr.
G there you go.
His personal five-year projection in Excel on top-selling spreadsheet software in the document menu.
What is the deal with nougat?
No.
I'm waiting for him to show up.
Game genius. He's trying to break
in. No, at this point, no.
He just walks in. What are you guys doing?
He was king of the world in 95, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, they ain't gonna be at Microsoft.
That's a journey.
Let's use the new Max and Min feature in the upper right side of the window to minimize the document.
Yeah, and there's also an X.
Well, the X will allow you to close.
I heard an interview with him today.
We want to keep the plan file on the taskbar, so we just minimize it.
Saying that comedians are just...
taskbar keeps as many active windows.
Medium's job is much harder than an actor's job.
I'll show
it's
you.
Like,
now,
are just,
let's
you know,
get into my computer.
Here, read this.
Your computer?
Read,
okay.
No, Bill's
and
computer.
Say what we told you to say.
Bill was your boss.
Okay, before this becomes a classic and hideous vaudeville routine, let's move on.
Okay.
I mean,
the microculture,
who we're calling
Windows 95, allows you to manage stuff on your computer like files and folders.
These two?
Let's open it up.
No.
Now, click on the hard drive. Now, open the folder called Bill's Poetry Workshop.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, let's open the Word file called Ode to Christmas.
Very good.
No.
Yeah, let's not.
It's just cocks.
Yeah. You look at his browser history.
Well, why don't we write something
horrible.
Else? Let's make a copy we can work on. Jim, close
damn,
it.
Damn, that was bad.
I named it this so no one would ever open it.
Go back right. to the edit menu and drag it down to copy. Then paste.
Oh, I'm good.
I checked you. See, I'm good with this, too.
That's the word Bill would use to describe the result of several hundred thousand man hours of R&D.
All right, so how do we finish this?
Oh, a little guitar, a little blues guitar.
I got an idea. Let me just something I'm kind of, you know.
I fuck with it.
Fooling around.
Child porn immediately.
What is that keyboard?
Like, what? No, yeah. What? No.
Child porn.
No, it's Matthew Perry.
Oh, your browser history has been saved, Mr. Perry.
Yes.
There's Matthew
the USB.
Perry. All of a sudden, just order some prescription medication.
Well, I'm sorry, not USB, flash drive.
I just don't know how to do this. Never sit at a computer.
Close that file.
Oh.
Oh, look at how easy that was.
Wow, look at the easy use.
Icon, then click on the name. This allows you to rename the file. Let's rename it.
That shit's running 16-bit color right there.
I don't. There's something you will like. You know what it is?
I know.
Round noser.
That name is longer than 8.3 characters.
You know, for a lot of people, this feature alone is worth the price of admission to Windows 95. No personal codes. Just name your files and folders any way you like.
You know,
oh my God!
Yeah. College because I couldn't.
And hence, file systems became no folders.
Just relationships.
Oh my God!
With Windows 95, you can use file names of up to 250 characters. Now, do we really want to leave that poem for Bill?
Yeah.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Or Chandler.
Okay, go ahead. Destroy my art, my vision. It's my vision. You're destroying it. Did I mention that it's my vision?
Oh.
Jesus. Relax. Calm down.
Check out the recycle bin over there on the desk.
Yeah.
See? It's there in the recycle bin.
He's stupid.
Leave it there for future considerations.
Oh, my
Or
God.
You can immediately get it back by doing undo delete.
Okay, so the recycle bin is like an enabler.
Just fucking click on it.
And undo is the way we were of computer.
Undo?
What?
Undo was the way we were as computers? Is that what she was
undo
about?
Undo button is the way we were of TV shows.
Oh.
I mean of buttons.
We are
now
computers.
That is all wrecked.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's an abrupt edit. An abrupt end to part one.
Yeah.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.